Um erfolgreiche Forschungskooperationen in der Schwarzmeerregion geht es auch jetzt noch im letzten Vortrag. Ja, eine Referentin, die wir schon kennen vom Vormittag, Olga Kamenczuk, haben wir schon gehört. Jetzt ist sie wieder am Wort, allerdings in einer anderen Funktion als am Vormittag. Jetzt ist sie in ihrer Funktion als Leiterin der Bereiche Soziologie und Kommunikation der Staatlichen Universität für internationale Beziehungen in Moskau am Wort. Und ich darf Sie wieder, Sie kennen den Weg schon, zum Podium bitten.
I still remember it's dangerous there. Anyways, I'm glad to see you again now after our lunch break and the wonderful presentations of my colleagues about the university cooperations. The cases I would like to present to you are based also on research experience in the former Soviet space and the Black Sea area as well. But first, a small forward. About 25 years ago, there was quite a heated discussion in Russia, actually that time it was Soviet Union, which way to choose. Whether we should go the Chinese way, that time still unknown where it would bring us, economical reforms, and no democracy, no democratic changes. So first get the people fed, so to say, and then give them freedom. Or we should follow the advice which were given to us by our partners. Democratize first the people and then the economy. We took the second advice. The result which we got was quite amazing. We travel abroad freely, well, more or less, unless there is a visa regime between certain countries. We have stores with full amount of goods, and we don't wait in lines just to buy soap. On the other hand, our country, and that time it was Soviet Union, has fallen apart. And many nations, new nations which arose on the fall of the Soviet Union, went through civil wars, like Tajikistan, Moldova, Georgia, went through ethnic conflicts like Russia, like Armenia and Azerbaijan. Actually, quite many countries went through significant hardships and problems. So it was a step forward, but it was a very hard step forward for all nations which were part for this area. So this is natural that right now there is a number of networks, research networks, which are aimed to study the outcomes of this Soviet Union collapse and the potential for the future development. Are we going to be partners? Are we going to be friends? Or are we going to split into several pieces? My first presentation in the morning showed that unfortunately there is close to zero interest towards each other in the former Soviet space, including Black Sea area. There is significant interest towards outside players, or at least the players which are viewed as being outside. European Union is one, United States by some of their actors, Turkey and Russia. These actors are playing significant role in the area. And of course, as researchers, we aim to build networks to study effects which these actors have on development of our nations and of the space which used to be one country. Actually, all of us here, Georgians, Armenians, Azerbaijanis, Russians, Ukrainians, we were born in the same country. But now we are trying to build certain bridges, not only between each other, but also with our further neighbors like Austria, far away. But actually, when you think about it, part of Ukraine was Austria. And many countries which are being parts of the former Soviet Union, they have strong ties or have history close to EU. Here, talking in Austria, I would like to say that when we speak about EU, we not just mean EU as some, dinosaur, huge creature. It's very often specific countries which we are interested in developing relations, research relations including. I'm representing here two companies, if you will. One is CIOM, Russian Center on Public Opinion Research, quite a big research company, actually one of the leading research companies in the former Soviet space and Russia. We do marketing research, political science research, exit polls, whatever, lots of them. And MGIMO, Moscow State University of International Relations. My first company, CIOM, has chapters in three universities in Moscow. This is MGIMO. This is RGGU, Russian State Humanitarian University, and Higher School of Economics, the leading economical university in Russia, in Moscow, and in Russia in general. I would like to present here the keys of our cooperation with our neighbors in the former Soviet space and some bilateral research which we did. First of all, the Eurasia Monitor, the data I have presented to you quite quickly in my first presentation. This is the association, free association, comprised of the independent companies located in the former Soviet space, 15 companies in 14 countries, except for Turkmenistan. Turkmenistan is a very specific place to do research if you know the area and the specifics of the area. Every company in every country runs an opinion poll on a nationwide representative sample twice per year. The concept which we use was based on Eurobarometer idea. You all know, I mean, the ones who are coming from EU know the Eurobarometer stuff. We tried to base our Eurasian monitor, a study on the Eurobarometer idea. So we do have regular monitoring part, research part, and then some topic. And I will give you examples of the ones which were there. We also have regional studies. For example, problems which are interesting to Baltic states. And Baltics is not just Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, but also Poland, also Germany, and Russia. So greater Baltics. We do studies in the Black Sea area, and those is mostly South Caucasus, Ukraine, and Russia. Unfortunately, not yet Bulgaria, Romania, and Turkey. But already in our studies and requests from our business partners as well, we see quite some interest towards Turkey. Romania and Bulgaria are viewed as being part of the huge, much bigger realm of EU, and not so much as separate actors which could contribute to common cooperation. It's funny, but we have much more contacts and cooperation with France, Germany, Austria, and not so much with the newer EU, such as Romania and Bulgaria. The ideas behind this project was to measure the main social and economical moods, to measure the attitudes towards basic social and political events, such as gas wars between us, for example, or integration initiatives. Measure self-identification. Is it still post-Soviet? Are we part of the former Soviet past? Is it European? Especially we can see it, for example, in the Baltic states and Georgia, if we talk about Black Sea. Is it Asian or is it Soviet? Some people in all former Soviet countries, especially older generation, to a large extent consider themselves being part of the former Soviet realm, something that unites them. The information which we receive from our research we provide to, of course, science and research institutions, and it's open, free of charge. You can download the databases and play with it on the website. If you're interested, you can come up to me. I will give you the website. You can do it, use it in your research. We provide it to state bodies, intergovernmental and, you know, national businesses, especially if it's aimed at various economic studies, such as we did the study on energy security, and it was quite useful for our business partners working in this area. And of course, NGOs and mass media. France Press, Reuters, Bloomberg are those companies which take regularly our data and publish information based on it. Here I briefly state you the list of participants in every country. As you see, those are national centers represented in every country. It's not just Russia conducting studies in Georgia or Kazakhstan or Moldova. It's local centers within these countries which do the studies. Here is the example of some of the projects which were led. They were based on values, on social threats, or perception of social threats and risks by citizens, Russian language as still a lingua franca and in the former Soviet space, interests and history. And finally, of course, it's not just common, huge, giant former Soviet Union studies. Although, of course, we do a lot of studies not only in the Black Sea area, but especially in Kazakhstan. But it's also bilateral and multilateral studies depending on the events which are taking place at the moment. For example, we had separate research initiatives during the gas wars between Ukraine and Russia. Public perception of the things which were happening at the moment. How Ukrainians changed their attitude towards Russia, their neighbors. Or what, from the point of view of Russians, should be done? What public policy, or what actually political decisions they support? Should Russian government keep pressing on Ukraine on keeping up with these quite strict negotiations, or should we not? Russians and Georgians were polled after the war in Ossetia in August 2008, just 3 months after that, to try to see the roadmap for a start of the dialogue between our two countries. We measured what kind of context do Georgians and Russians have with each other, if there is interest even in such contacts. It turned out that every second Georgian has relatives or close friends in Russia, for example. And many Russians, majority of Russians, over 70% of Russians, are interested in Georgian culture, Georgian cuisine, and Georgian history. Unfortunately, most of this interest is among the older population. Young Georgians don't speak Russian language. Young Russians don't care for Georgia. Of course, it's different region from region. And just months ago, I made my own research in Tbilisi University and in Batumi University. And there is huge difference between proper Georgia, so to say, and Ajara. I mean, the level of knowledge of the language. Travel potential. Our studies are often used not only by researchers, but by the travel associations and travel firms. What potential does the neighbor in Georgia or Ukraine or Bulgaria or Turkey, especially Turkey, has in terms of developing travel ties, further travel ties in terms of Turkey? I think almost every Russian has been to Turkey for vacation at the moment. What business potential do our nations have? This is the studies we try to do on bilateral basis. Financial crisis was also one of the topics which were raised together in the Black Sea area, including, but also comparing EU strategies, adaptation strategies, and consumer behavior. How consumer behavior changed in Great Britain, in France, in Germany, but as well in Russia, in Belarus, in Ukraine, in Poland, in various countries. Is there something in common? Actually, surprisingly, or maybe not, for the ones who are dealing with former USSR and Eastern Bloc in general, there is so much in common in terms of adaptation to economic crises in Eastern Europe or newer EU, such as Poland, and Russia or Ukraine. There is so much in common between Bulgaria and Romania and Russia or Ukraine when people in these countries are dealing with economic hardships. We did a study also between Russia and Ukraine in terms of immigration potential and migration, labor laws in EU and former Soviet space and United States. And actually, this was quite an interesting study. We also did a study for Foreign Affairs Ministry on returning Russian immigrants from abroad, various countries. The ones which went to countries such as Turkey or Bulgaria, part of southern and western part of the Black Sea area, and the people from Germany, for example, further abroad, as we call them in Russia. What potential is there, and is there any interest at all? We have conducted exit polls in some neighboring countries to us, like Armenia and Ukraine. We have helped our friends to set the scheme and methodology to do exit polls during the presidential elections in these countries. As to potential for the future cooperation, there are certain things which are missing, I think, from my point of view. First of all, most of our projects are dealing with sociology. I mean, if we're not discussing works and, you know, projects for marketing purposes to various companies. And those were Samsung, Intel, Toyota, Volvo, various companies. But there's also political scientists interested in the studies like that, in the public opinion towards various political and economical issues, which should be done more. We do it in Russia and some in the former Soviet space, but I have to admit, very few is done in the EU versus former Soviet space area. Whereas this data provide very good information, evidence how things should be done in the future. This is also important for the government bodies, education bodies. I think that these are the things which we need to be working on. For example, we did a study, actually we're working on a study now with Poland. You know, there is quite strenuous relations between Russia and Poland at the moment. And there is separate special institutes in Poland and in Russia on rebuilding the dialogue between our countries. We had several wars between each other and lots of troubles. Nowadays, our company is trying to provide information on the potential to develop dialogue. There's quite some problems in the relations between Russia and Georgia. Russia and Turkey as well, actually, maybe historical. Information like that could help it. The other point which is missing is mostly the studies are done for the former Soviet Union space. But we invite countries in the EU, not just EU as an entity, but specific countries like Austria, like Germany, like, I don't know, France, former Yugoslav republics, new EU members, Turkey, to participate in joint studies. Comparative research is always very interesting, both for business and for scientists. And we invite you to work on that. At the moment, we're working with BRICS group and member states of BRICS to develop a poll in the country's member states. But we could do this also for G20, and EU is being part of G20. This is a potential which would be interesting. What people want. People do have a stake. Well, maybe not always in Russia, but in EU they do, or at least they have a bit more. Knowing what people want or what they think is quite important. We do conduct regular conferences in Russia, and if you're interested in participating in it from the research perspective, I invite you to come up to me. I would be able to be glad to give you information about research conferences in Moscow, held in MGIMO, organized by FCIOM. So there is this symbiosis. These are research networks and potential which I invite you to use. So I have listed quite a lot of what we do, and I invite you to take further step on that and view Russia not as a foe or a rival. We're not. And especially scientists and researchers and journalists, we're very much interested in cooperation. I'm very much interested in working together. So you're welcome to come up and discuss the further cooperation. Thank you.
Vielen Dank. Ich denke, der Aufruf ist gehört worden. 1,5 Stunden geballter Information haben wir jetzt wieder hinter uns. Ich würde vorschlagen, vor dem 4. Plenum gönnen wir uns noch einmal eine Pause. Ich frage jetzt gar nicht, ob es jetzt dazu Fragen gibt, denn alle Damen und Herren sind auch nach dem nächsten Plenum noch hier, wenn wir eine Diskussionsrunde machen wollen. Ich würde vorschlagen, wir machen eine Pause. Hannes Steinbach ist jetzt nicht da, aber ich glaube, er ist damit einverstanden, wie Sie hoffentlich auch. In einer halben Stunde treffen wir einander wieder hier.